Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katir Blad. Parasha Acharei Mot, After Dying. Week 29, Third Aliyah. Because on this day atonement will be made for you to cleanse you. Then, before the Lord, you will be clean from all your sins. Leviticus 16, verse 30. Why did Yeshua not die on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the day when all the sins of Israel are forgiven. However, by deduction, we see that only sins committed against the Eternal are forgiven by Him. It's true that all sins that men commit are against the Eternal, directly or indirectly, even the ones committed against fellow men, because all sins hurt the Lord. But even though the Eternal's forgiveness of the sins that we've done against Him through sinning against our fellow men, He can't forgive the damage we've done against our fellow men. They have to forgive us. The Talmud teaches, one who asks pardon of his neighbor needs to do so no more than 3 times. Yoma 87a. Yeshua says, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. The message of the Torah is that in only one day, the sin of all people will be atoned for and the people cleansed. How great is the Eternal's forgiveness! Now, in its prophetic dimension, this text speaks of the death of Yeshua, which caused the atonement in heaven, not only of Israel, but of the whole world, as it is written in 1 John 2, verse 2. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. If the death of Yeshua causes atonement in heaven, why didn't He die in Yom HaKippurim instead of in Pesach? I would like to present 2 points of view. Number one, the people's redemption started in Pesach, but it won't finish until Yom Kippur. The redemptive work had to start in Pesach because that's the month of the deliverance from slavery. But the final redemption won't be in Pesach, but in Yom Kippur. In that way, the effects of Yeshua's death in Pesach are included and concluded in Yom Kippur. On that day, sin from the souls of the redeemed ones will be finally removed forever, as it is written in Jeremiah 50, verse 20. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for Israel's guilt, but there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but none will be found, for I will forgive the remnant I spare. And in Zechariah 3, verses 8 through 10, it's written, listen, O High Priest Joshua, and your associates seated before you, who are men, symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant, the branch. See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are 7 eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. And number two, there is an interesting relationship between the 10th day of the first month and the 10th day of the 7th month. If we divide the Hebrew calendar into two, and we overlap the 7th month on the first one, we see that the 10th day of the 7th month matches with the 10th of the first one. The 10th day of the first month was when the Lamb of Pesach was chosen to then be sacrificed on the 14th. This matches with the 10th day of the 7th month, Yom Kippur. As it is written in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. The lamb for the atonement was chosen on the 10th day of the first month, not only to be sacrificed on Pesach, the 14th day of that month, but prophetically also for the 10th of the 7th month. Baruch Hashem. Shalom.